It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Monday. Back at it, starting the week off. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot, as we know. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's great. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was all right. Worked a shift yesterday. Got outside after. It was really nice yesterday.
Nice.
And kind of that was that. And kind of went out for the first time in a year. I went out and sat and had coffee and had a little something to eat. Went
nice.
To a coffee shop. It was the first time in a year I'd been to a coffee shop, and I went with my daughter yesterday, and that was good. So we did that, but
nice.
still no kidney stone. I'm fighting through it, but it is definitely a nuisance pain. I mean, it is, yeah.
When do they decide when do they say, hey, we gotta speed things up here, and move things along? Like, at what point do you go, Doc, I've been going through this for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
It's interesting because they gave me the number of this urologist, and I called. So I called the guy on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. And so I called and I said, yeah, here's the deal. Here's the measurement of my kidney stone. And they said, well, yeah, that's like right on the edge where it's causing pain, but we don't do like emergent care to it. So our first appointment is like April 25th. And I said,
gee.
Oh, okay. Interesting. And they said, well, just keep drinking water. It'll pass by then for sure. And I said, oh, all right. Well, fine.
What if it doesn't?
And I said, well, what do people do? Do they make an appointment and then cancel it, like if they don't need it? And they're like, well, no, that's far enough out. Don't even bother with it. Just call back if something isn't right. And so I don't know. Like I said, the people I talked to were like, it could be an hour. It could be 10 days. And so what we do know is that we're working on nine days now that we know that it's 9 days when it first presented itself with pain. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. But it is just people have asked me, a couple people asked me this weekend. They said, what does it feel like? And I said, were you ever like a little kid or maybe like a teenager, even high school kid, and your buddies, when they want to jag you off, they walk up to like your locker in high school and they kidney punch you. You know what I mean? Like they give you the, mm-hmm. you ever get that? The guy gives you the old, your buddies, and you punch one in the side. That's how we played games.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the minute you get punched in the side, unbeknownst to you, but it just stays for forever, and it doesn't go away, and you feel like kind of you're squirming. Well, it just feels like that, and it's felt like that since last Saturday. So that's where I am.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think they said April – when he said April 20-something – or excuse me, when the receptionist said April 20-something, I just sort of tuned out then because I was just like – yeah, that's a long time.
That's when I'm like, you know what? You put me on, you know that list you have that when somebody cancels at the last minute, you call those people? Put me on that list with those people. Because as soon as somebody cancels, I'll get in there because I need to get this thing figured out.
Yeah, so I got, and you should see the recommendations. Oh, here's a good conversation to have that is kind of about this, but it's not necessarily about this. So I have got recommendations, everything from people say puree asparagus. And do like a pound of asparagus, you puree it, and you put classic Coke in with it because it's this active ingredient. Because, well, there's something with asparagus in your pee. We do know this because your pee smells different.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
had
you put
asparagus just the other day, and it was evident 5 minutes later.
Yes. And then you put classic Coke in it, and then you drink it over 2 hours' time, and then that works. And then there's all these home remedies. I will say this, though. From every person that I've talked to that is 60 or older, okay, they could see, and I said this yesterday, I was working a Sunday shift. They could be on North Ave or they could be on East Ohio Street and see somebody walking with 9 gunshot wounds on the way to AGH. And if you're 60 or say 65 or older, I swear they just look at them and they go, hey, just drink some apple cider vinegar. You'd be okay. Like, it is the cure-all for the 65.
They're convinced that will fix anything.
I know.
If you ask my uncle from Louisiana, then there's down. He has like a hot, like spicy apple cider vinegar. It's crazy. It's like fire.
Mm-hmm.
And he's convinced that anything can be fixed with this stuff. And it's just I don't know what it is. It happens. You're right, though. It happens at a certain age. We're like. It's like, I don't know if it's like 60. We should ask Jim later.
Yes.
Maybe it's 65. Maybe, I don't know. But at a certain age, just bang, switch goes off. You're like, yeah, apple cider vinegar. You're good.
Yeah. It's like you get a bottle delivered to you with your ARP card. And they're like, here, here you go.
It's like when we were kids, grandmothers with Robitussin, right? Mm-hmm. You just have some Robitussin. You're fine. No, Grandma, I skinned my knee.
Right.
Yeah, some Robitussin. You'll be good.
I said this before, too. There is nothing. Speaking of grandmothers and great-grandmothers and stuff, there is absolutely nothing that hurt worse. They talk about what the cure is worse than the actual disease. There's nothing then when you fell off your bike and you were a little kid and your grandmother, and this was my great-grandmother from Ireland, she would get that bright orange stuff that she would rub on you.
Oh, yeah.
Methylate or whatever the hell it was.
I don't remember what it was called.
It was just bright orange.
Bactine? Was that?
No. Bactine was like a spray. Bactine was like a white spray with a red. It had a red circle on the bottle, and it was a green topper.
I remember that orange-ish stuff, though, yeah.
And you would fall, and you'd have a little cut, you know? And then it would, I mean, it was like bright orange, like you got spray painted on. And that stuff burned so bad on your body. I forget. It has a long, medicinal name to it.
Yeah.
But
chemical compound.
Oh, my God. You would just not. You would rather bleed to death. You would say, let me bleed to death and let me have rocks in my knee before, when I fell off my bike, before I would let you put that stuff. I think methyl. People will know. People will text us and know. But, oh, my gosh, did it hurt.
It would hurt Mercuricom. So bad that
Mercuricom. There we go.
There it is. Where you would look at your skinned knee or elbow or whatever it was and be like, can I just get the chunks of asphalt out of there and not have to, like, how can I cover this up before it gets noticed, right? And you'd run to the bathroom and you'd try to wash it out yourself a little bit and maybe put a Band-Aid on. And you knew it was just a matter of time before it was going to get found out and you were going to get something on there that would sting to all holy hell.
Yeah, it was like an iodine sort of she'd put a Band-Aid on, but you could still see the orange protruding from behind the Band-Aid. And everybody in the neighborhood knew, like, hey, your grandma got you. You know that hurt, and you're trying to, like, fight back the tears. Like, because you could go over the handlebars, like, and nobody wore a helmet, you know. You'd ride your bike down the slide. Like, we would take our bike to the top of the slide and ride it down the slide that was 13,000 degrees because the slide was metal. It was like taking a baking pan out of the oven. And we would ride the slide. We'd get on our bikes at the top of the slide and ride it down and try to do a pull it up at the end and try to do like a jump and fall off. And be like, hey, he's busted up. And his grandma's watching him today. Oh, he's going to have all that orange stuff on him. Oh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, was that? Oh. Yikes.
There was only one size of Band-Aid when we were kids, too. There was no in between. There was no, like, you get a box of Band-Aids now at the store or wherever you get them from, order them online. We all different sizes, little teeny tiny ones, big ones, whatever you need. They've got a Band-Aid that size if you're willing to sift through the stack that's in the box. Back in the day, you had one size of Band-Aid. If you had a paper cut, you got that size Band-Aid. If you came flying down the hill and flipped over your handlebars, you just got three Band-Aids all across the scrape at the same time.
Oh, man, I'm thinking about the Mercurochrome, iodine stuff, whatever, and it came in like a jar that looked like Whiteout, but bigger, you know, like that. It had an applicator kind of like that with like a dropper thing that was right in. And I'm just thinking about the first. So first you put water on the cut, right? And kind of she would scrape it out. And then the first sort of touch of it, I would rather have someone put a lighter right on my leg than that first touch of that orange nonsense that would hit you. And you'd be like, ah, Graham, that hurts. Ah! Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Then that would happen.
They just blow on it a little bit like that was going to help.
Right. Matt talked
about not helping.
Oh, Matt, did you ever? You never had that, I bet. I bet you're too young for all that. You didn't catch that. I bet if you ask your dad would be classic for this.
I'm sure he's got stories.
I need you to text your dad today because it takes a while for him to text back, doesn't he? He's a little shaky with the text, right?
Yeah, and he doesn't wake up till like 9 o'clock.
Right now he's
days.
Retired. Yeah. Right, he got nothing.
Slacker.
You need to text him about Mercurochrome. I guarantee he might still have a bottle somewhere in his golf bag, just in case he gets stung by a bee or something. Anyhow, you know what Matt was talking about on a show today that interests me, Chris, was geese.
I didn't get to hear it.
There is no useful. I mean, do geese have any endearing qualities?
I mean, do people still cook them? I mean, do people still eat like a Christmas goose? You know, like is that still a thing? Other than that, no, I don't think they do.
I'm at a loss. I don't necessarily. I don't think they do. And it's funny he says that because when I was driving to the emergency room last week, I actually saw the geese police at La Roche. They were in that big lawn at the front of La Roche. And I'm like doubled over in my car driving. I'm at the red. And the reason I saw them is because the red light took too damn long right there by McCandless Crossing. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, come on. And I look over and I'm like, and I thought to myself, no matter how I'm doing today, I'm having a better day than that goose is about to have. Because the geese police isn't there to talk kindly to him, I don't think. I think it's he means business if the geese police is out there.
Did you see a dog?
Geese police.
No, is that what the geese see? I thought the geese police was like a gas chamber or something.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it's just a dog that chases them?
The one time that I saw it, it came down. We were walking on the Riverwalk right by PNC Park. The geese police pulled up. Open up the door, a dog comes flying out and just chase the geese back into the river.
What a fraud, then. So the geese police is just anybody could do the geese. I thought it was some involved sort of.
I don't know if they have other angles to how they work, but that's the one angle that I saw, at least.
Maybe he has different. Now, I noticed the geese police had a kayak on the roof of his truck.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's more involved then.
Yeah. It's got to be. I don't mean to call the geese police a fraud. He's probably a good businessman or a good business lady. I don't know. But if it's just a dog, you and I could do that job if we just got a dog.
Yeah, I appreciate any efforts,
Chris,
to get them out of there.
Imagine Chris putting a geese police sticker on the side of his car and being like, hey, I'm the geese police, and you just walk your dog.
Just throwing a dog out.
Right.
Yeah.
Here you go. It all takes.
Take you off the leash now. Do my job for me.
Right. Takes a couple dog treats. Ah, that'll be $700. Thank you. Please. Somebody will pay it. Oh,
please.
My goodness. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. It was kind of like the time that Alex Shenderovich told me that they got a snake. He got a snake in his garage. And the guy came and he goes, well, and he told him what the fee was to get the snake out. It was like a big, big snake. They couldn't get out. And it got behind the refrigerator in his garage. And Alex told me, he's like, whatever the fee was going to be, it was like, I had to pay it because I couldn't get it.
Well, yeah.
It was all curled up. It was back. I couldn't reach it. I couldn't get it. There was no way I was going to go behind this panel and stick my hand in where I couldn't see, and I couldn't get it. So it was like, it was totally arbitrary. The guy could have said $10. The guy could have said $10,000, and I had to pay it. Like the geese police.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are you going to do? There's a snake in the garage. I'm not getting it.
Right. But with the geese, if I knew it was just a dog, it can't just be just a guy with a dog.
Yeah, they've got to have
other layers. That can't be the technique.
Yeah. That's just what I saw.
Like, do you want them gone or do you want them gone?
Right.
Like, you think.
Exactly. There were too many people around for him really to get really rid of the geese.
Yeah. He's like, hey, listen, I'm going to come back 11 o'clock tonight. And the geese, you'll never see him again. all right. We'll be doing a show not sponsored by, what's it called? Where the takes
police.
That takes care of animals. They're going to call pretty soon.
PETA?
PETA yeah. won't be our next sponsor, I don't think. They don't sponsor the geese police. Maybe they do. Maybe that's like the humane way.
They probably do.
Just the dog part of it, though. They don't sponsor the after
Protect
hours.
The rights for the dog.
Yes, geese police.
Right. The dog has a right to have that job.
Yeah, who would they be mad at here? Are they mad at anybody?
Well, it would probably depend on the level of compensation the dog is receiving for said job.
Is he in the dog union?
Does he get a couple belly rubs?
Maybe. In the dog guild? Who knows?
SAG after dog division.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, man, right there with, he's in, some of those dog actors that are a bunch of different, in Rin Tin Tin.
The local 632 of
yes, President
employed dogs.
President Air Bud, Matt said. Union Stewart, Lassie. Anyhow, Ed Bouchette.
Old Yeller?
Yes, Ed Bouchette. Maybe Big Poppy will
available.
Talk to us. Yes, that's enough. Is Big Poppy still alive? Little Poppy, Ed Bouchette's dog, Little Poppy.
Oh, Little Poppy's still around.
I think so, yeah.
You may hear that again coming up at 7 o'clock when we talk to Ed. Keith Dambrot coming up at 8 today, Duquesne's basketball coach. There's lots to talk about with him, including all things going on A-10 in the season that he had and just how crazy it was. We talk some Penguins. We get into a lot of Steelers, a lot of Penguins, a lot of nonsense. It's a Monday. Hello.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.